radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show here. And I think it's important for people to always keep an eye on the fact that the government and the corporate media understand they cannot win back your trust after all the lies that have come out. And so all they can do is try and throw more lies out there to keep you confused. They know you know you're being lied to. Now all they can do is basically fight a holding action to try and keep you from figuring out what all those lies were protecting. That will not last for very long either. I really do think we're seeing a repeat of the same kind of social upheaval that was triggered by Gutenberg's rediscovery of movable type printing. And all of a sudden, books became affordable to ordinary people. Prior to that, because every book was a handmade creation, they were very expensive. They were something only the nobility could afford to have. Church leaders and so forth and so on. The common people couldn't have books. They couldn't afford them. Gutenberg changed all that. Printed his Gutenberg Bible, which eventually led to the Reformation. And those, basically, it was a case of the technology changed the fundamental way in which information was flowing through society. And rulers of all persuasions, civil, religious, what have you, part of their power is in making sure that you know only those things that they want you to know that will support whatever the agenda is. And that you don't know anything that undermines their power and authority. And prior to Gutenberg making books affordable, that was easy to get away with. And now, because of the blogs, the internet, the alternative media, the basic fundamental nature of information flow through society is changing yet again. And the pre-existing power structure doesn't know how to deal with it. In a lot of cases, they're not even really aware that it's changed all that much. They're just playing the same games that used to work at the height of the Cold War, and then they're scratching their head saying, wow, this worked before. Why isn't it working now? And so there's a lot of very, very questionable information that is out there. And again, one of the amazing things is how often they will keep repeating the same stuff all over again. Apparently, Marine General James Mattis, head of the U.S. Central Command, is now out there saying Syria has weapons of mass destruction. They have chemical weapons. They have biological weapons. We heard the same thing going into Iraq. They never found anything. They found some leftover corroded shells that were designed to carry chemical weapons that the U.S. had given Iraq when Iraq was being our little obedient proxy army invading Iran. But the shells had never been used. They'd never been filled with chemical weapons. They just sat in the yard until they rusted away, and they tried to make a big deal about that. We found chemical weapons shells. Any chemical weapons in them? No, but we found the shells. Are they usable? Nah, they're rusted solid. Well, you know, it's not a big deal. So now this General Mattis is out there basically replaying the same thing with Syria. They have chemical and biological weapons. And maybe they do and maybe they don't. But you know something? It's not our problem. Syria's not going to attack the United States of America. So it's not an issue. In fact, let's be honest. Given that the United States has got the world's largest nuclear arsenal, what nation on earth is actually a danger or threat to us? None. In fact, if you go back to the policy papers of the Project for the New American Century, the real agenda is we got the biggest bat, let's use it. And that's what's happening. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here as we continue to talk here about deceptions and fraud and the flow of information through our society. And really, this is a very transformative, revolutionary time in human history. And again, we're seeing a fundamental change in the way information flows through our society. It's no longer top-down where the rulers and the priests say, this is reality and here's your pamphlet, please memorize it. Or here's the broadcast, here's the videotape, memorize it, this is what reality is. Governments and the media can no longer lie to the world with impunity, thanks to the alternative media, and that, of course, obviously includes Republic Broadcasting. 800-724-2719, just to nudge you a little bit here. So anyway, we're seeing all these stories about now Syria has biological weapons, and it's the same game all over again, just like the situation with, oh, they've got nuclear weapons, we've got to destroy them. And we've heard it before in 1961 when Israel bombed Iraq's civilian power station. And we heard it again in 2003 when Iraq was invaded and destroyed. And they lynched Saddam Hussein and said, huzzah, huzzah, we're in there. And there were no weapons of mass destruction, nuclear or otherwise. And now they're saying it again about Syria and Iran. How many times do you have to be lied to before you will stand up and say you are all liars in the corporate media and the state house and the pulpit? And I don't want to live in a world ruled by lies any longer. I want the truth. I want a truthful government, or I will have no government at all. I will not be ruled by lies, because when you're ruled by lies, you don't know what's going on. You can't. The Declaration of Independence reminds us all that in a mature republic, governments rule with the consent of the governed. I don't know anybody who consents to be lied to. The government is not legally allowed to lie to you. And the 10th Amendment prohibits them from simply assuming that. No court in this land would enforce a contract where one party says, I agree to be lied to by the other party. Because you cannot know what you are agreeing to, which is the fundamental basis of contract law. We the people have a contract with the government. It's called the Constitution. And people who are lying while under contract are subject to legal action. I hold absolutely that when government lies to the people, it acts unconstitutionally and illegally, and it ceases to be the legitimate government of this land. I take offense at these recent court decisions that say intentional, deliberate lies by politicians are protected speech under the First Amendment. I take exception to the court decision that said media corporations have a legal right to tell their reporters to lie to you, and when they refuse, they can be fired legitimately. That court decision all by itself in the Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit tells you that the corporate media is paid to lie to you, which, of course, is why you're here listening to RBN today. All right, more information coming out. By the way, the video that was supposed to be the big scandal against Obama that Andrew Breitbart was referring to is about to be released on the net. There's one version out already, but it's already being denounced as having been edited to remove the most damaging information against Obama. So apparently there's a little bit of an info war going on around that one, and you need to look at multiple versions, and whichever one's the longest still has most of the stuff in. But I have absolutely no doubt that Obama is at the point of being willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill for a second term in office. And, you know, there's kind of a lesson there for all of us to be thinking about. When this nation was created, the job of being in the government was an honor, but it wasn't well compensated. It was very inconvenient. Members of the government were expected to have other means of support. They had a regular job that they did, and then in their free time, they went to the government and they talked about how to run the country. And that was what they meant by a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Ordinary people, doctors, lawyers, publishers, printers, insurance salesmen, look at all the people who created this nation. They were not professional politicians. John Hancock, insurance, Paul Revere, silversmith, Ben Franklin. Well, there was an entrepreneur for you. My ancestor who signed the Declaration of Independence was a doctor. That's how he made his money. He was not compensated being in the government to any great degree. And that was the way it should be. But we've allowed our government to become a permanent, very richly rewarded, permanent ruling class. And we've made the presidency such a prize that men and women will do anything to get it, as we saw with Richard Nixon. And once they get that office, those people who are willing to do anything to get that office, we should not be surprised when they're willing to do anything with it once they have it. We have created a government that rewards the most ruthless sociopathic people within our own society. We should have never let that happen. We're paying a hideous price for it. Anyway, let's see. Getting back to some more information that's coming out. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer has basically blown the whistle that Anwar al-Awlaki, the U.S.-born cleric who was supposedly done in with a drone and has become the justification for Eric Holder saying the U.S. government should have the right to murder Americans that they feel are aiding terrorism. Turns out this Anwar al-Awlaki was an FBI asset. He was playing both sides. That shouldn't come as a surprise. We know that Osama bin Laden was working for the CIA, was helping the U.S. in Afghanistan, playing a role after that. We know that he wasn't really this nemesis of America because his family members still enjoyed government contracts. Osama bin Laden's older brother was business partners with George W. Bush in a company called Arbusto Energy. It's all one little big country club. Yeah, send your younger brother out there to play terrorist. We'll give him money and costumes and guns. He'll go out and be just have a fine old time over in Afghanistan being the leader of the opposition. Meanwhile, we're starting to hear the General James Mattis, the one who's screaming about Syria's chemical and biological weapons, is now saying that Syria's air defenses provided by Russia are going to make it very difficult to establish a no-fly zone as part of an effort to help the rebellion. It's not a rebellion. It's a coup d'etat. It's the same game they played in Libya, same game they played in Iraq. This has become the American modus operandi. Create the illusion of a revolution and invade. Claim we're helping the revolutionaries. We're only doing it to save these poor people. Then, of course, we go in with the drones, and we blow up a lot of people. We murder a lot of people. So, anyway. Now, interesting little story that kind of came out, where Hamid Karzai is kind of pulling away from his American sponsors who put him into power in Afghanistan. And they're basically supporting strict Islamic law in Afghanistan, with, you know, the law that allows men to beat their wives. You know, dinner is burned, bang, 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 bang. And they're acting like this is a big surprise. Well, I know why. We were told that we were invading Afghanistan to bring the American way of life to these people. We know, you and I know differently. It's there for the opium. It's for all the opium that's coming back here. But again, it's another indication of these countries that are being invaded by the United States, even the imposed government we're putting in there, are starting to pull away from the United States. It's starting to really come apart over there. We got a couple of callers on the line. We're going to take Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You kind of had me laughing there for a minute when you were talking about how Franklin was an inventor and insurance.
John Hancock, yes.
Think, so, yeah, and Jefferson and Lincoln and Washington. I mean, we had farmers, and you name it, these were the people that helped to govern the country.
Yeah, George Washington had a distillery, and actually so did Jefferson, now that I think about it. Jefferson was into everything. He had his plantation and architecture, and he founded a university.
Right, and so I got to thinking about that, and that's how a republic runs. And I remember here some time ago watching a video of these boneheads at the Occupy movement who were talking about, you know, how they represent the 99% and whatnot. And this was, this little twit was being interviewed, and she was promoting socialism. But here was the funny thing. When asked why she was like, well, I want the people who create the wealth to be the ones who run the country. And here she is promoting socialism, and I thought to myself, wait a minute. What you want, the republic.
That's exactly right. And when we come back, thank you for the call, Arthur. When we come back, I'll tell you about these people that the media puts up there screaming about socialism. They're not real. They're as fake as Syria Danny. We'll be right back.
Do you you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
And the Fed, comes to steal and end the Fed, re-America, and the Fed,
make strength of all of us,
and the Fed, is gonna take us, and all of us together, and stop this evil.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And in reply to Arthur's comment about seeing people interviewed by the corporate media who are out there screaming about socialism, this is another one of those cases where the corporate media and the money junkies are trying to play the game by the rules that worked back in the 1950s, when we were all brainwashed by our public education to wet ourselves when we heard the word communist. Commies, socialism, ooh, bad people like that. And it is no secret, it's open knowledge, that Wall Street public relations firms have been given millions of dollars to find ways to denigrate, insult, smear the Occupy movement. Gosh darn dirty hippies, which is another one they dragged up from Vietnam days. That's what Reagan used to call the peace activists against the Vietnam War. Bunch of darn dirty hippies. And New York, as you're probably aware, there's a lot of out-of-work actors there, and you will hire them and give them money and say, go over and stand here. You will get your face on TV, and all you got to do is scream about socialism. And the actor will say, sure, I'll do that. That's what I'm paid to act. It's an acting job. But the reality is that the Occupy movement, the real Occupy movement, not the manufactured media facade. They're not socialist. They're capitalist. They seek a return to capitalism as it used to be in this country. And before we go any further, let me remind you of my definitions so that we all understand what we're talking about here. Capitalism is a system in which where you make money, you get to keep it. And if you lose money, you just have to live with that. You have to live with the debt for the rest of your life if necessary. That's it. That's capitalism. Socialism is a system in which if you make a lot of money, it's taxed away from you for the betterment of society as a whole. If you lose money, society is taxed to cover the losses. It sounds good in theory, but anybody who studied the history of the old Soviet Union understands socialism doesn't really work. Now, fascism, and this is according to Benito Mussolini, who we all know was an expert on the subject, fascism is a system in which if you make money, you get to keep it. And only if you lose money is society as a whole taxed to cover the losses. And that's exactly what we have in the United States right now. We're not a capitalist society any longer. We have gone fascist. And oddly enough, Lenin predicted that when American capitalism failed, it would go fascistic to try and perpetuate itself a little bit longer. And he was absolutely right. So we are currently in a fascist economic condition, and the Occupy movement wants a return to capitalism, which is what made the United States great in the first place. They want to stop all these bailouts, the looting of the people, the stripping of their wealth, the foreclosing of their homes, to cover all the losses from this reckless gambling binge that Wall Street went on when Glass-Steagall was repealed in 1999. And that's what's going on here. All right, we got some other callers on the line. I'm going to start grabbing phone calls and get caught up. George in Texas, aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I got a possible breaking story. I'm trying to get some more confirmation. It happened during the Russian election. And I have a feeling this is a George Soros stunt because Vladimir Putin won with such overwhelming margin. I don't think he needed to cheat. You know?
Yeah.
And here's the thing is, they had people on camera sitting there offering to pay 500 rubles if they go vote for Putin. Bunch of these young kids and all that stuff. I said, that sounds like a George Soros thing.
It sounds like a CIA thing, because Israel does not want Putin in the presidency, neither does the United States, because he stands up to them. When Putin was president before, he kicked out the oligarchs and paid off Russia's national debt in something like 3 years. Just insane. And he will not back down from American and Israeli expansionism. And it's kind of almost, if it wasn't such a serious subject, it would almost be laughable to watch the same American media that insists, you know, 8 counties of missing votes or 8 precincts of missing votes in Iowa is just an honest mistake, then turn around and scream vote fraud in Russia. You know, and what is really scary is every time they start screaming vote fraud, he's not the real leader. That signals that our U.S. government may be stupid enough, maybe reckless enough to try and send in infiltrators to start disrupting the Russian society, causing turmoil there, so they can say, aha, there's a new Russian revolution. We must support it. We must fund it. We must give them weapons. And then we really will be in an all-out nuclear world war.
Well, another thing, too, is I know someone, even during the Russian election, when they counted the votes, it was counted out in the open, paper ballots. I mean, out in the open, paper ballot. Even the ballot box was plexiglass so everybody can see it. You know,
that's the way it should be done here. You know what's amazing? Even during yesterday's Super Tuesday, CNN, every time they showed a video of ballots being counted by hand in the open, Ron Paul was way in the lead. It's all in these secret rooms, computers, back things. The U.S. has no grounds to talk about vote honesty in any other country at this point. George, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Mike.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Christ with Pharaoh, Billy and Radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies, listening to Christ with Billy open your eyes. Tune in to Christ with Pharaoh, Billy and Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Robin in Toronto. Aloha, Robin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I live in Canada.
Yes.
Your definition of socialism, as you described earlier, people make a profit, they can keep it, they get taxed, and the taxes go to benefit
everybody. No, that's not what I said socialism is. That's fascism, when people keep the profit, but the losses are passed to the people. Socialism is, if you make money, it's taxed away from you for the benefit of society. If you lose money, society is taxed to cover the losses. That's socialism.
What's the difference between Canada and the Soviet Union, then? They're both socialist countries.
Socialism gets bandied around quite a bit, and I think it's a question of degree rather than absolutes.
Yeah, well,
there are
bandying it around, too. You keep saying it.
Well, there are
communism, socialism. I don't live in a communist country. I just like to know the difference between Russian socialism and Canadian socialism.
Well, I'm not as well schooled in Russian socialism as I am in the Canadian socialism. There are parts of socialism that actually do work, but I think in the long run, I think the fate of the Soviet Union showed that communism, or rather socialism, has some inherent weaknesses, if for no other reason than it disincentivizes individual human achievement. And I think we need to recognize socialism would work if every human being was a walking saint, but we do need to find ways to motivate people to achievement, and that's very, very hard to come by under socialism. I know they were really big at handing out medals and decorations and stuff, but that's kind of an abstraction. And I think capitalism worked a lot better back when people could work and then expect to accrue the rewards from that work. But starting in 1913, slowly the people who are at whose labor produces the wealth are not allowed to keep that wealth any longer. And that's what I mean by having gone over to this fascist economic state. And it's no secret the United States is a fascist government. Those ornaments on the front of the House of Representatives, those are a fascist emblem. And we know that quite a few people within our government espouse ideas that represent a fascist state of affairs. Most recently, this tendency to forgive corporations for any malfeasance that they commit and then turn around and loot the people to pay for the losses. That is absolute fascism. Now, Canada, up until it started being compromised by Israel's influence, seemed to be working. And we know there are socialist societies that actually do seem to work very well because they have governments that remember they're there to take care of the people. But socialism can become corrupted, just like capitalism. We certainly saw that to the latter days of the old Soviet Union. And again, the old Soviet Union, part of the reason for their collapse was the oligarchs. And that's why when the new Russian Republic was created, the first thing Putin did is, let's get rid of the money junkies. And then things even out for everybody, because when you have a banking system that is in the clutch of the money junkies, they're there to make themselves richer, and they don't care about the people. And that's why I think I'm going to make up a T-shirt out of this whole situation. Having bankers in charge of our nation's economy is like having drug addicts in charge of our hospitals. And it really, it's kind of in the same situation. So anyway, Canada, I think overall, has some very positive things about it. I've been to Canada many times. I've been to Toronto many times, and I really liked it. It's very clean up there. People are still very proud of their country up there. But I'm seeing Canada head into the same decline that the United States is, because Canada will not learn from the mistakes that we made down here. All right, going right along, we've got David in Iowa. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How's it going, Mike? Well, I'm looking at the Greece situation again, and of course, Bloomberg is going on about how they have 58% agreement from bondholders in Greece to this new deal. And while I realize in the 20s is when that bondholder payment is due, they also have the credit investors have to agree to the new restructuring of the Greece debt, where Greece mm-hmm. issues new bonds at half the value. And as you know, many of these institutions are leveraged to the hilt. And a decline of like a few percentage points in boom, they're in the hole. That's why I think Bank of America people are running and screaming from them, because we all know how many credit default swaps they issue. Well, if they don't get all these investors to agree to this, then you can technically trigger a credit event no matter what the ISDA says, because yes, they're going to have a Greek consolidation move. It's an official like financial move they have to make if not all the bondholders agree. And mm-hmm. that will trigger the credit event. And
no, your analysis is very good. Your analysis is very, very good. And the fact that Obama is playing around with this Iran situation to delay it till the election tells me he has some reason to believe it's not going to be a big problem. And I'm really looking at all these mystery transfers of trillions of dollars into Europe involving U.S. gold bearer bonds. I think Obama is literally raiding what's left of the real gold in Fort Knox and sending it to Europe in a way that they can put it on their bank balance sheets without a corresponding debt obligation to a private central bank in order to allow Greece to survive, in order to allow Europe to survive Greece's default without triggering that credit event. But you're absolutely right. The unknown quantity here is how many of these bondholders are leveraged so tightly that they can't accept a write down of any of the Greek bonds, or it makes them insolvent. And again, none of this would exist if it hadn't been for this push for a global economic system. And a global economic system, especially one that is based on the same old model of a private central bank and a debt-based currency, it just makes the eventual crash that much bigger.
Yeah.
There's no way out of this mess but war or cheating, and I think our government is cheating. I think they're taking what's left of the real wealth of America, and they're just giving it to Europe under the table to say, here, put this on your balance sheets so you don't have to call those credit default swaps.
Well, those European central banks, they're not so much in trouble. Well, systematically they're in trouble because we know no new currency is issued through debt. But they've already got assurances to this new deal, which is why the private credit investor community, there's globalist financialism for you, has already agreed that the European central bank is going to get repaid no matter what, period. So
from whom?
They've got a huge swath of these bankers ready to go. But there's going to be some trimming of the fat. There's going to be a lot of private institutions. They're probably going to fail from this. Like, we have tons of banks failing here in the United States because the bigger guys are going to gobble up all the smaller guys into this bondholder where all the debt gets, you know, lessened in value, but they still have to support it. Otherwise, the credit default swaps will trigger.
Can I back up a little bit? You say the European Central Bank has already been assured they'll be repaid. Who's making that assurance to repay them and what with? That's the big question.
Their claims were acknowledged by this new agreement that their claims are super senior to all other claims on Greek debt. That's how they're getting paid back.
Okay,
if you're the European Central Bank, or if you're one of their like private member clubs to the discount window, you're going to get all your money back, period. The other guys, you know, the hedge funds.
I know that's the promise. I don't think that Greece can deliver it. I mean, Moody's has already downgraded Greece and said this bond swap deal, which is just kind of a double shuffle. I mean, this is the same thing they did with Goldman Sachs under Papandreou that created half of this mess. And nobody seems to want to talk about the fact that what Goldman Sachs and Papandreou did was illegal. So why are we making the Greek people pay for it? Nobody wants to talk about that. My concern is right now that we have been having Ben Bernanke say that the Federal Reserve is the final backstop for all of this, but at the rate they're printing new Federal Reserve notes and handing them out, the dollar could collapse. There really is no way out of this mess that they have created. Somebody somewhere is going to take it in the teeth. My concern is that it's going to be the American people because we're perceived as having more wealth, and because obviously Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud was the initiating incident in this global financial meltdown. So the rest of the world's countries are going to be saying to the U.S. government, look, you screwed it up. You got to make good on it.
Well, of course, we both know they can't make good on it. It's impossible. Financially, the math says this cannot be fixed unless, of course, we have a giant bankruptcy restructuring and separate out the commercial and the retail banking system.
No, they're going to start selling everything. They're going to start selling everything to private foreign investors, the highways, the harbors, the airports, everything. It's a fire sale.
You know it's not going to work. It's dropping the bucket. It's a black hole. There's quadrillions of this potential rehypothecated debt that's out there, restructured, that's going to be demanded. Most of it went on through the City of London, and there is no way we could ever pay that off. Only 3%
well, you know,
of money is in cash.
At some point there has to be a crisis of faith, because all of this really, it's a religion. It's a religion. We believe that compound interest is a real thing, and it isn't. It's just it's another gag. I keep telling everybody that we're in a world that is ruled by compound interest, but it's no more legitimate, really, if you think about it, than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your body. And
you
I think we're going to have a huge crash, and we're going to come out of the other side of this crash as a whole human species, understanding that compound interest, really, there's a reason ancient cultures forbid it, and understanding we can't have private banks. We can't have private bankers in charge of our national economies. And understanding that left to themselves, government and corporate media, corporations as a whole, are going to lie, cheat, and steal and kill to make themselves richer and more powerful. And so we're going to have to look for a new form of government. Personally, I think in this age of instant electronic communications, we're not even going to need legislatures. You know, that government of the future is just going to be this small administrative executive who's there to take care of the roads and schools and hospitals, keep the trains running on time, keep the electricity at a steady voltage, make sure the internet is running properly, and that's it. That's all they're allowed to do. And the big decisions, bailing out Wall Street, war on Iran are put to a direct popular vote of the general population. And to make that work properly, we make any kind of election fraud a death penalty offense, with death taking as long as a week to occur in full public view in the town square. And
that's an interesting thought. Maybe we can do like Russia did, have those transparent ballot boxes and those webcams at every place. What do you think about that?
Well, anything that works will be fine, but this system we have right now is designed to facilitate fraud, and we need to get rid of it. And we need to have a law that says that if any candidate's staff is caught in election fraud, the candidate is immediately thrown out of the race, because if they can't manage their own staff and keep them in compliance with the law, then they're already not qualified to be running an entire state or an entire nation. And we're going to have to basically sit on this new government and say, look, you work for us or you are out of here. The problem is the American people, we got lazy. We got very trusting. You know, the TV kept telling us the government is doing a good job. You don't need to watch too closely. Here's some more girls in skimpy clothing. Here's American Idol. Pay no attention to that government behind that curtain, because they're not doing anything you need to worry about. And, of course, obviously that was not true.
Absolutely. All right, Mike. Well, have a good rest of the show. Thanks for talking to me.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Bill in Texas. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, somewhere along the way, you were talking about energy. And when I worked in aerospace, there was stuff I saw that, yes, it would be expensive to start with. I'm talking off the shelf, and we could be energy independent if we wanted. And I just don't see why we can't do it. And I also made a donation yesterday. But
yeah.
I couldn't see the place to put a comment that it was because you ask, even though it was after your show was over.
Okay. Well, can you email me about that donation issue, and let's take that offline. But getting back to your comment about energy independence, there is a lot of potential technology out there. Unfortunately, politics and green and environmentalism, everybody said they wanted to do windmills. We're now finding out they were costing 10 times as much for the energy as other methods. We know there's a lot of good stuff out there. We know the U.S. Army laboratories say they're getting coal fusion to finally work. We know there's a lot of stuff out there that's just on the cutting edge of technology, and we should be developing it. We should be. But the oil cartels are still dominating our politics. They don't want anything else to come in there. And so what we did, the United States government took almost $100 trillion of money that they could have used to make a better nation, and they spent it to basically keep the Wall Street CEOs from going to jail over the mortgage-backed security fraud. Now, had they let those guys go to jail, like they did in Iceland, and they'd taken that same $100 trillion and spent it on pure research for energy and new space program and whatever, they could have bought thorium cycle reactors for every major city in the United States of America. That would have been a clean, safe version of nuclear power. You can't build nuclear weapons out of it. That's why the U.S. government doesn't invest in thorium cycle reactors. They want the bomb material. They want the bigger bang. They want everything is geared to war and death and destruction inside the government's mindset. They're not interested in a technology that cannot be perverted to kill people. And they spent all of our money. Yeah, go ahead.
Way back when we had that first energy crisis, these groups and people were going, give us money and we'll be energy independent in 15, 17 years. Mm-hmm. And we gave them all this money. And then 5 years later, we had another energy crisis, and they were asking for money again. And I was doing a little work with a senator, and they had this big meeting about, oh, we need more money for research. And they were talking about how, oh, it'll be 15, 19 years. And you know, any questions, and I raise my hand, and I go, well, shouldn't it be like 9 years? Because that's what you said 5 years ago, and you could have heard a pin drop, and I never really got a response. But, you know, it was just con that they were given the 5 years before, like you wouldn't even remember that.
Well, it's all about sustaining the funding and keeping it going, and very often you need to understand, because of the influence and lobbying of the existing energy companies, meaning the oil people, Congress will feel they have to fund alternative energy research to keep the voters happy, but very often which projects are being funded is skewed more by simply looking like you're trying to solve the problem rather than actually solving the problem. And a lot of very promising technologies were simply ignored. And a lot of technologies that people kind of understood they weren't likely to work anyway, they got the money. And it was all being driven by politics and corruption and a desire to basically keep everything the way it was at the height of the Cold War and not allow the society. I mean, it's amazing to realize how many of our nation's leaders, business leaders, political leaders, religious leaders are absolutely opposed to any kind of progress because they like it exactly the way it is right now. We don't need alternative energy. We got plenty of oil. We don't need a new social order. This government works just fine because it's made me rich. There's a lot of anti-progress wired into the fundamental nature of our government and our society. All right, we got to take a break for commercials.
Glad to hear you, Bill, regularly again, and thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, Bill. We'll let you go here. We're going to take a break. Last segment of the show coming up.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Really Happen Radio Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to wrap up this show with a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is in dire need of your assistance to grow and expand, to carry our programming into new areas, to boldly go where no broadcaster has gone before. And yes, I know that's over the top, but I have to remember, half of everything I say is air, and that's to keep you listening to the other half here. I want you to stop for a minute here and think about how much money you spend on junk food, going to the Golden Arcs or whatever, and understand that under the current economic duress, corporations are putting stuff in the food that isn't really all that good for you. They're actually allowed to put in certain amounts of cellulose, which is basically wood, ground up sawdust, in your food as a filler. And you get that from a lot of these fast food places. You get it from a lot of the processed manufactured food at the market. We all understand that you could probably improve your health by staying away from those places, staying away from that kind of food. So that leaves you the idea with, you know, what to do with that money. And obviously the answer is going to be that would we not all be better off if you're using that same budget to support alternative media? Just think about how much you spend on pizza and just say how much good you could do spending that same amount of money on supporting Republic Broadcasting. Now, this little fundraiser that we're doing is going to go through to July. And so I just want to plant a little suggestion in your head that anytime you're just thinking about getting a pizza, I don't want you to skip any of your three basic meals. I don't want you to harm your health. But if you just feel like getting a pizza and some beers to have, you know, during the late night game or the late night movie or something, just think about, do I really want to put those calories on my waistline? You know, or is the money better spent supporting the alternative voice to the propaganda? Or some other little indulgence, like if you've decided maybe you don't want to be drinking as much alcohol as you used to, you can take that money and you can put it into supporting alternative media. Just look for little ways, those little personal luxuries that maybe aren't even all that good for you, and just thinking, you know, between now and July, instead of buying X, just put that money into the little slot over at RBN to keep us growing, to keep us getting the word out there. Because, again, all kidding aside, this is the darkest period in America's entire history. We're hovering at the edge of an all-out nuclear war because we have a corrupted financial system and a government that refuses to admit their own error in allowing that system to come into being. And way too many people running around the halls of power saying, let's just blow it all up because I can't think of anything better to do and I don't want to have to admit we screwed up the greatest nation on earth to the voters back home. There are way too many people who want a war, way too many people who see this war expanding all over the face of the earth. The only people who can stop that from happening are you listening to this show right now. So I know you're going to get sick of the constant groveling and begging and saying you got to help out, but you got to help out. You know the old saying, for want of a nail, the kingdom fell. Well, for want of a penny, the revolution might fall. And we're not talking violent revolution. We're hoping it'll be peaceful, but we know something has to change. My highest moral principle, my guiding philosophy, is that the highest moral principle of us all is that we should leave to the next generation a better world than that which was left to us. As of right now, we are failing to do that. The world that we are prepared to leave to the next generation is horrible to contemplate. We can change that with your help. All right, that's it for our show today. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, support your alternative media, support Ron Paul, support the Occupy movement, and aloha, America.